Hi, this is a dictation for Lakendra Smith, Lakendra. Last name is Reynold Smith, Reynolds-Smith, SMITH. Date of birth is 10-1-2003. Date of accident is 7-14-2022. Date of service is 5-10-2023. Miss Lakendra Reynolds arrived here for a follow-up visit today. Subsequent to her issues emanating from an accident of July 14, 2022, where she had a frontal collision on the driver's side, leading to some headaches and pain syndrome of pain in the neck and the lower back and both knees, both shoulders, and difficulty in lifting the arms beyond 120 degrees, and weakness of the left arm was also found. Difficulty in walking and standing. And the patient received conservative treatment. MRIs were done. Initially, it found ACL sprain of the left knee and partial thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon occupying 50% with the grade 1 slab tear glenoid labrum. The patient has been trying physical therapy, and she has not had any injection treatments. She has not consented to it. Now she reports severe pain in the right knee to the tune of 9 and left knee to the tune of 8. She was advised about the injection for left knee intra-articular to heal up the sprain of her ACL, but she has not consented to it. An MRI of the right knee is in order to identify the issues. She also reports of ongoing pain in the neck to the tune of 5. And pain in the lower back, 3, with some radiation to the right thigh laterally, but not beyond the below the knee. The pain in both the knees is reported to the tune of 8 and 9. The right knee is 9, left knee is 8. In the shoulders, patient reports pain, underlying basic pain is around 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she is able to lift her shoulders up to 140 degrees of abduction, beyond which she still has pain. The weakness of the left arm is not noticeable at this time. The patient reports that the pain varies from 5 to 9 in various areas and depending on the day. 70% improvement has been reported. The ADLs are affected as follows. General activities affected 9. And she reports that she's not able to live like her friends who do lots of outside activities. The work is affected, and the enjoyment of life is affected, 7. System review comes from the chart. No headaches are reported. She reports some depression and weakness. Additional history, substance abuse, compliance history from the chart. Regarding the physical examination, the blood pressure is 143 over 93, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will come from previous visit of 3/28/2023. The dictation number is 0411-103. The difference will be that the both shoulders have a positive Hawking Kennedy test, but she is able to lift her arm up to 140 degrees, and the weakness of the left arm is not noticed. The cervical exam and lumbar exam are showing as follows. The patient has a normal range of motions. For cervical spine, the range of motion is 50, forward flexion, extension is 60, side flexion is 45, rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 35. Hyperextension was not found painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in the cervical spine are noticed as follows. The paravertebral muscle spasm is not noticed in the cervical thoracic or lumbar region. And in the cervical spine, maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. All the testing was found to be negative. Hoffman sign, Perling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Sotohar test, and myelopathy signs are all negative. In the thoracic spine, the Roos test and Slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, the Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. The sacroiliac joints are completely non-tender and no tenderness is noticed. Range of motions are normal. The Faber test, Gonsalon test are negative. Tendenberg sign is negative. Compression test, distraction test are also negative. Examination of the knees and shoulder is from the previous visit, except that there is no weakness of the left arm and motor strength is 5x5. Hawk and Kennedy test was still positive. And anterior posterior apprehension test is still positive for both sides. Drop arm test was negative. Then the knee examination reveal is same from previous visit. And there is a peripatellar tenderness on both knees, but medial collateral, lateral collateral ligaments are negative. Steinman-McMurray sign is negative. Patellar apprehension test is positive bilaterally. The gait is normal. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to order an MRI for the right knee and the MRI of the lumbar spine without contrast to identify pathology in these areas, especially when she's reporting a radiation of pain in the right thigh. Possibility of disc involvement is there. And other than that, patient will continue her therapy. At 3 times per week with traction massage to the affected areas. And part-time work on light duty, 7 hours, 7 days, 10 pounds. Her maps and labs have been reviewed and are found to be in compliance. Medication-wise, she is provided with Mobic, 15 milligram daily, once a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, and Ultram, 50 milligram 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for severe pain. Aloe is provided 50 milligram at night for sleep relief of anxiety. Lyrica was provided 50 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets for pain relief. The patient will be seen in 30 days time after the MRI is done. Once again, she was informed about the benefit of steroid injections to the shoulders and to the left knee. The MRIs were reviewed in great detail. The options were discussed. And thank you.